In the Champions League, Liverpool and Bayern Munich, it's still 0-0 after 85 minutes. And Liverpool supporter Robbie Slater joins us on the line. You've been watching the game, Rob?
No. How can I watch the game?
Well, you haven't watched it.
I'm still in my new place. I've got no TV and I've got no internet. I'm being honest. So I've been following.
You're a card. Where are you, Matthew Talbot?
It's very funny.
Poor bugger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Listen, I got a room for you when I get home, mate.
Oh, you're a funny bugger. It's nil. It's nil nil. Yeah.
Well,
look, we just had a great chat with Laura Davies.
I do have a mobile phone, so I know it's nil nil. You knuckleheads.
Right.
And obviously that's not great result for Liverpool. If it stays that way, there's not long to go. So it's the first leg, not disastrous. It's very important if you do draw the first game at home, is to not concede. Because what I'm saying is, it's better to have a nil-nil than a 1-1, because that means they've got an away goal
counts
double in the return leg. So if you're going to draw, I guess nil-nil's the type of score that you want. But that will make it tough for Liverpool in the second leg in Munich, or München, as they call it.
And in the other match...
It's nil-nil.
In the other match, Laurie made a bad blue earlier on this morning. He said you played for Lyon, but you actually played for Lens, but Lyon are nil-nil with Barcelona.
Well, you know... This is where you let yourself down. You know, I mean, common knowledge, as it is in Europe where I played. But of course, you guys with your head in the sand, think the world revolves around rugby league or rugby or AFL. Well, it actually doesn't. So there is another game out there. It's like, you know, it's like me saying, Laurie had a great career at the Broncos, didn't he? It's just, at the end of the day, it's like respect. And it's a lack of pronunciation.
Yeah.
Mate, I'll give you a tip. Where I play...
And it's a lack of respect to you, Robbie.
Yes, it is. It is. And
it's a lack of respect to you that Terry said that this morning.
I know he did. Because Nick told me it was Terry, not you, Laurie, because I would...
Gary, give up.
The other thing with PK is his pronunciation. You know, it's not a pair of glasses, mate. You're not replacing the lens on a pair of glasses. It's pronounced long. Can you say that? Long.
Well, why spell it L-E-N-S?
Because long. It's another language, TK. So that's where you really need to travel a bit. There are other countries out there and other cultures.
Well, it's all right, mate. I'm just a battler from Parramatta. I'm just coming to grips with the whole world as I speak.
A battler from Parramatta, mate. I was a battler. Parramatta was upper class, mate. I was Picnic Point, Reesby, mate. Bankstown. Come on. If you want to talk about battlers, I'll give you a few stories.
Hey, how many...
Hold on, you're on the water at Picnic Point, mate. I saw at Parramatta was a tap dripping.
No, you had the river, come on.
Oh, we did have the river.
What are you?
What am I?
Yeah. Because you're the only battler that I know that drives a Mercedes.
Well, if you had the choice, you would.
Mate, I may as well hang up. Hey. That's just the best comeback. That is the best comeback.
Hold on.
The only battler I know that's getting around
driving
a Mercedes.
Yeah,
it's good to see it's good to see a battler get a kick. That's what I reckon. It's good to get a...
Sure,
don't be the tall poppy syndrome.
I'm not being the Paul Poppy syndrome. Why can't you be like the rest of us just drive normal cars rather than having the big flash Mercedes?
Why would you? If you got a chance to drive a Mercedes, why wouldn't you? Have you got any soccer news at all, Robbie?
Oh, I don't know, but I've just heard the best one, the Paul Toppy syndrome. I love it.
Before we let you go, mate, what about last night?
Outclass. Kashmir Antlers were by far the better team. Too much quality. They had some really good players. And Newcastle hung in there. You know, got an equaliser after the Japanese started taking the lead, but they were outclassed in the end.
Robbie, we thank you so much for your time, I think.
See you later, Paul Poppy. Poppy Tall.
Hey, look, we're approaching the 90th minute in both those games. Liverpool 0-0 with Bayern Munich. Lyon 0-0 with Barcelona. And what was it? It wasn't Lens.
Lons.
I guess that was a bit of a rookie error, wasn't it?
Rookie error. Lens. It can happen to anyone.
What did you think
it was? I would have called it Lens. I told you before I was going to be Lenny.
You were.
Yeah.
You were going to be, Lenny. And, Loz, look at this. This is the trophy the girls are playing for. We've got 140 girls lining up here at Bonneville from 35 different countries, so competition is fierce and it is so difficult to win. It'll be the top 60 in ties, roughly, that go through for the weekend. And it is also the Pacific Bay Resort Australian Ladies Classic here at Bonneville. And again, you've heard not only us describe this final hole behind us as Augusta-like, but when you hear it from a Laura Davies, who's won all over the world 87 times and also four majors, you just know the quality of this place, which is the Bonneville Resort.
Yeah, well, you get blown away every time you come here. And obviously, Laura, she's been here before. She played last week. Well done, TK. She's broken the trophy.
Okay, well, excuse me.
What have you done?
I've pulled off last year's winner.
Well, they'll be happy.
Yeah, Celine, I'm putting you back on the trophy. Mm. And hopefully you can go back-to-back. But speaking of trophy, you've actually broken... You broke the national...
I have. That's why I don't touch trophies anymore.
Because you'd been celebrating. You dropped the National Rugby League trophy off the top of a bus.
Drinky poos, and that's what happens when you have a late night celebrating, TK. But I've learnt that nothing good happens after 10 o'clock.
No. That's right. In our younger days, it was like midnight. Now it's
10
o'clock.